Hey, it's the John Gibson Morning Digestion for, Friday, April 5th. For those of you who have been, I've gotten some very nice notes from people about, you know, you're sick, hope you get over it, so forth. But I also got one from Mike, and you know who you are. You sure have been under the weather a lot lately. Well, sorry, Mike. Geez, I feel really bad that you're in such perfect health and I'm such a weakling. Yeah, there's been a few days, but what can I tell you? You get sick, you get sick. And not only that, I can tell you this coming up. I'm going to Hawaii with my grandkids, and I'll be gone for 11 days. Not all of those are morning digestion and podcast days. Some of it's a weekend, but... hey, buddy, sorry. Get used to it. Some days, sometimes, I'm gone. That happens. I'm not a 24-hour-a-day, 365-day-a-year operation. Sometimes I'm either sick or I take a vacation or other stuff intervenes. It just happens. So let me tell you about today's news. First of all, I'm starting with immigration, which is hardly ever up at the top. And there's probably things that are more interesting. But we now know, and this story comes from Breitbart, although I saw it elsewhere, including some of the major papers, 17,000 immigrants were released, you know, catch and release into the country in the last 12 days. This is a lot. I mean, you know, these people who say there isn't a crisis on the border are just ignoring reality, or they're very happy with the crisis. One of the two. New York Times runs a major piece today. Now, remember, these people were arguing that Trump was making it up. There wasn't a crisis on the border. It was all BS. And now they see that there is a real crisis. They hear from Jay Johnson. Obama's DHS secretary, that there really is a crisis. And so then they go and say, well, let's go down to Honduras and see what's happening there. Well, it's really bad there. We've got to let them in. We just, you know, I don't really care what's going on in Honduras, but I can tell you that we can't take the entire population of Honduras. So they're going to have to figure it out. Social justice warriors, Kim Fox, told to resign over the Smollett decision that came from the police unions in and around Chicago. New York Times finally admitting, no, slavery was not the reason for the Electoral College. So, you know, get off your high horse. It doesn't have anything to do with slavery. New York Times loves Natchez, Mississippi because, well, it's beautiful, but... it voted against secession, and you never see Confederate flags, they say. We're still in social justice warriors. This is interesting, Washington Post. Chris Darden is defending the Nipsey Hussle killer. His name is Eric Holder, by the way. It's interesting because, you know, for some reason or other, Chris followed me on Facebook, and I followed him, so we have little, you know, debates once in a while. He always is an interesting guy and has an interesting background. And so let's see what he does here. Once again, we're still in the social justice warrior territory. A 30-year veteran North Carolina women's basketball coach learns the hard way you can't say the word noose if it involves, one assumes, a black female basketball players. And she did use the word noose, not in any sort of, you know, racially intimidating way that I can tell. She's quoted, but there are complaints about her. So not only her, but her entire coaching staff is put on administrative leave. Trump, he's taking some hits for taking a jab at Biden. He retweeted this funny video of Biden making his video statement saying he was going to be more mindful of people's space. with the picture of these hands coming on his shoulder and then Biden nuzzling Biden. It's funny. Wall Street Journal, Trump backs off his threat to close the border. I mean, this has got everybody freaked out, especially down here where I live in Texas. But I must say, there's got to be some way to put pressure on Mexico to stop these caravans. And closing the border sounded like might help. Now, the squawking that came from our side of the border was real, and I get it. It involves a lot of business, $1.5 billion a day, and a lot of people freaked out. But, you know, when Trump tries to do something to solve a problem, you know, it doesn't help that his own side's undermining him. Tucker asks, this is the Washington Post. I didn't see Tucker do this, but he asks, what if Trump is trying to sink his own reelection? And he floats his theory that, you know, Trump is sick of being president, wants out. And he says, you know, he lists a bunch of things that Trump has done that sound, you know, a little odd to people like Tucker and me. But he says the killer is the gas tax. Raising the gas tax is like you're just asking for people to vote against you. Maybe. Washington Post, again, the Trump-hating media is hoping that, quote, potentially damaging information in the Mueller report will surface. This is a story that the New York Times and the Washington Post ran yesterday. Veterans of the Mueller team, unnamed, complaining that their conclusions were undercut by Bill Barr releasing the final conclusion Mueller made on, first on the Russia collusion, and secondly, the non-conclusion he made on obstruction of justice. And, you know, what they're upset about here is that they think there's important information that the public needs to know, especially the Trump-hating public, and that Barr has set the tone on this by saying no collusion. And essentially now the country knows it's over with. Rachel Maddow's losing her viewers. CNN's losing their viewers. And these people are saying, don't use my name. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is we think is wrong or what we found that Trump did that's wrong. But we're just telling you there's something there, which is, to put it mildly, bullshit. Kim Strassel at the Wall Street Journal takes a swing at the New York Times and the Washington Post for floating the insiders are upset story. The Washington Post, they want his tax returns. He says no. They're trying to figure out a way to ignore him and grab him somehow. I don't think that's going to work. Trump wants to name Herman Cain to the Fed. You go ahead, laugh. This may play into Tucker's theory, actually. Herman Cain on the Fed, right. Politics. Biden slow roasted over a Me Too fire. That's in the Washington Post. I got to say something about this. You know, so now four women have come forward to complain that they didn't like what Biden was doing. You know, the problem with this story is who's pretending to be surprised? I mean, we've all seen these videos of Biden doing this for years. And you had to assume that some of those women and girls did not like what was going on. I mean, you could see it in their faces at the time. And so, you know, to like say to Biden, oh man, we've caught you. When he was doing this in the open for literally for years and years and years, the entire Obama administration. Now, you know, I have my own complaints about Biden, and I don't think he should have been doing the thing. It's really rude, and it's kind of effrontery. It's like, I can do this because I'm the vice president, and you don't even know it yet, but you love me. Well, you know, that's just kind of bullshit. And believe me, I think we've all known since Clinton administration that getting handsy with strangers is likely to end up being a firing offense. Democratic candidates and where they're already campaigning. This is the New York Times. It shows a map, and they're all over the country. We're talking, there's now 18 Democratic candidates Democratic Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan has entered the race. I don't have much to say about Howard Schultz's town hall meeting on Fox last night, but he's there. And, you know, against my better instincts, he's starting to look as good as anybody else, if you don't know the truth. Mayor Pete learns the hard way you can't say all lives matter. He took it back, apologized. Where did he do this? This is in the New York Times, by the way. At the National Action Network. I mean, I don't know why it is people still have to go kiss Al Sharpton's ring, but apparently they feel they do. Washington Post, Pelosi says, no Medicare for all. Let's just expand Obamacare. I'm sure that'll sell well. Tech, Bezos pulls off the impossible. His final divorce agreement gives him the voting rights on his wife's shares and keeps full stake in the rocket company in the Washington Post. Amazing, amazing, amazing. The Washington Post itself, very, very careful with the Bezos story. He owns us. Be careful. Media, I talked about this yesterday. There's a very interesting, very long read on Rupert and the boys. This in the New York Times. Now, perhaps I didn't say this yesterday. I can't remember. I was still sick, Chuck. But, you know, what's amazing about this is a couple of things seem to be set in stone at the New York Times. One is the New York Times refuses to acknowledge when it's attacking Fox and Rupert how influential it is in determining national policy and sometimes international policy. I mean, the New York Times is still sick, Chuck, is hugely influential. And yet they constantly, in this piece and elsewhere, talk about, well, one of my complaints, and I think there's some of it in this, is any conservative politician is now labeled fringe by the New York Times. So that's a way of dismissing their ideas and lumping them in with racists and so forth. But the other thing is that it's really clear in this piece how resentful and bitter the New York Times is about Fox's influence. And I think they overstate it to some degree. But there's this kind of, you know, who are you, newbie, to be coming along and exerting any influence? We're the mighty New York Times. We say what is right and wrong in the world. Anyway, it's worth a read. Because one of the things when, you know, it concludes, and it's probably true, is Rupert's old. He's 86. Now, his mother lived 100-something. He could go on for quite a while. But it seems clear that he wanted his Fox legacy to continue to be influence. So he sold off the movie division and the entertainment division and left his children, Elizabeth, Lachlan, James, there's a couple kids with Wendy Dung, and there's an older child named Prudence. He left them, you know, all billionaires, and left Lachlan still running Fox, and Fox seems to, and Lachlan seems to understand what Fox is and doesn't intend on changing it. So it looks to me like Rupert acted wisely. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Deadline.com says prison time for the Hollywood stars who bribed their kids into college is likely to happen. That's Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. They're probably going to go to prison, they say. New York City has enacted congestion taxes, driving your car into Manhattan. That's okay. That's one thing. They did that. And anybody who's been in Manhattan lately knows it's just ridiculous trying to move around that city. On the surface, mostly because of the arrival of Uber and Lyft. But then now the new war has begun because everybody wants an exemption. The taxi industry wants an exemption. The tour bus industry wants an exemption. The truckers want an exemption. It's interesting. Oh, back to the scandal about bribing to get into college. Washington Post is a funny story. Funny story. The Harvard fencing coach got twice the asking price for his house. Sorry, Chuck. The buyer got his kid into Harvard. Huh. Isn't that interesting? And a man was arrested after he was evicted from his house. He left, and he left his pet fish behind. And the fish was in a tank, and the tank was in bad condition. And they came in, they found the fish was sick, and it had a something called the head and hole disease, or hole in head disease, where a parasite eats its way out of the fish through the fish's head. So they take the fish to a fish doctor. The fish is getting medicine and is recovering. And this guy gets arrested for neglect of his fish, which ought to be a lesson to you. If you're moving out of your house, don't leave the fish in the aquarium tank. Get the fish out and flush it down the damn toilet. That's what people do with fish anyway. Let's see. What else have I got to say? Nothing really. I'm not as sick as I was, but I think you can tell from my voice that there's still lingering effects. Anyway, I'll be doing the podcast this afternoon, so you know you don't want to miss that, Chuck. And I'll see you then. Bye.